met to call from out of the past stories, strange and weird.
Tales of mystery and terror by radio's masters of the macabre.
Stories of the supernatural, the supernormal, dramatized by fact, the mystery, the unknown. We tell you this frankly. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these madmen, play, we urge you calmly, seriously, to turn off your radio now.
Welcome back to The Horror. Thanks for joining me this Saturday for another old-time radio horror story. Zach wrote in and requested this episode from Lights Out that we'll hear today, a series that aired from the mid-30s until 1947. It was on and off radio in between those years. The story is Knock at the Door, first aired December 15th, 1942.
Ironized Yeast presents Lights Out, everybody.
It is later than you think.
Lights Out brings you stories of the supernatural and the supernormal, dramatizing the fantasies and the mysteries of the unknown. We tell you this frankly. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these imaginative plays, we urge you, calmly but sincerely, to turn off your radio now.
My name, Arch Oberlin. Tonight, another in our series of tales of the weird and the unusual. I plead with all mothers-in-law who listen to tonight's story not to send me poison pen letters. Fact of the matter is, I like mothers-in-law. I'm really not responsible for what happens in the twisted brains of my characters, am I? But first, before we start, Frank Martin has a word for you.
And now?
Lights out. Everybody.
Afraid to die? Who isn't? When I was just a kid, I used to wake up in the night and see the dark pressing all around me. And I get so scared, I'd think I was dead, buried. I'd try to scream. I couldn't. My voice, I'd know I was dead. I'd know it. I'd throw off the cover. I'd cry out, Mother, Mother! Why did I yell out like that? Why should I be scared now? I want to die. I gotta die. It's cold here in the basement. I wonder if the grave is cold. Why don't I get it over with? The rope's around my neck. One step off the ladder and I'll hang and die. And I gotta die. I gotta die.
The wages of sin are death.
The wages of sin are death. Funny how I seem to hear the words the way my father used to say them. The wages of sin. What was it sin? No. It was hate. I killed her because I hated her. I remember the first time we met. Jay had just married me. And we were walking along the street to his house.
Oh, Bella, you like my ma. Really, you will.
Will I?
Sure, she's swell. Best woman in the world.
Is she?
Well, I mean, well, you're my wife now. Bella, that proves what I think of you, don't it?
I guess it does.
Oh, you and Ma'll get along fine. Will this be a surprise to her? Well, here's the house. What do you think of it?
Well, it's all right.
Yeah. Well, in we go. Will Ma's eyes pop when she sees you? Pop right out, I'll bet you. Come on, Ma, open up. Got a surprise for you.
Hey, where have you been, son? Where?
Surprised, eh, Ma? Meet Ella.
Jay, you brought home a woman. When she said it that way, right from that minute, I knew I hated her. And that's the way it was from then on. I wasn't Jay's wife to her, but a woman. Stranger in her house. And it was her house and everything in it. Nothing Jay's, everything hers.
Ma, can I use your car to take Ella riding? Ma, mind a fella plant some roses in your garden? Ma, is it all right a fella...
That's the way it was. Hers, hers, everything hers. All I had was Jay, and he wasn't much. You can't blame me, you hear me? You can't blame me for not standing it. All my life I'd had nothing, and at last I was married, and I still had nothing. Her house, her car, her money, her son, I couldn't stand it, I tell you. So I killed him. Why do I keep hearing Pa's words in my head? I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to do it. It's just that I want to sit here on top of a ladder and think and talk about everything for a little while. The last chance I'll see. Oh, like I said, I killed him. Well, not right away. I did it for weeks and months. But all the time inside of me, something was talking. First soft, like, and then louder and louder until my head was filled with it. Louder and louder until I couldn't stand it no more. Louder and louder until I said, yes, I'll do it. Yes. Everything would be mine then. Everything. I always wanted it that way. It had to be that way. Here in this basement. That's where it happened. Jay went to work. I came down here. Oh, it wasn't very hard to do what I had to do. I remember every minute of it so well. Every minute. I called her, and she came down into the basement.
You called me, Ella?
Yes, I called you.
What's the matter?
Somebody took the lid off the sewer down here.
Land sakes alive. Now, who could have done that? Heavy iron cover like that. Jay wouldn't have done it.
Is it deep down there?
Of course it's deep. Ain't a sewer anyway. Covers an old well this building was built over.
Oh.
What are you owing about? Heard my son Jay tell you the same thing weeks ago.
Yes, he did tell me. Funny, I forgot. Oh, look.
What?
Down in the well, look.
I don't see nothing. What?
It's your well, isn't it, Mama? Your well. Everything is yours, so... It's your well, isn't it, Mama? Your well. Everything is yours, so stay in it. Stay in it, Mama. Stay in it. You're well, Mama, but everything else is mine now. Everything mine. That's the way it was. Easy. Too easy. Jay came home. He said...
Hey, Ella, where's Ma?
I don't know. She wasn't here when I got back from the store. Must have gone out.
Oh. Well, she'll be back. Leave it to Ma.
But she didn't come back. How could she? Jay went to the police. They came around. They asked questions. They went away. And nothing happened. It was as easy as that.
Wages of sin are death. Wages of sin are death.
Oh, why do I keep hearing that in my head? Why? I'm going to die. Rope around my neck. Just a little bit longer talking. Just a little. He was gone. And I had her house and her son. And then I didn't want him. I tell you, he made me sick just to look at him. Mama, Mama. I wanted to forget, forget. And then one day, I got an idea. There was more room under that iron lid in the basement, wasn't there? That was it? Yes, that was it. Got free of her, now I get free of him. Sell the house, quick, get away, away, far away. Yeah, that was it, a free woman. With my looks and all that money, oh, would I have a time. I planned everything, told the neighbors Jay was going on a trip. I said Jay'd wrote me to sell the place and join him out of town. I tell you, it was perfect. Came home that night. The night I was going to let him join his mama.
Anybody home?
I'm always home.
You said that just like Mama used to.
Did I?
Say, that reminds me. I got a new detective agency working on the case. They think that maybe she lost her memory somehow. You know, like you read about...
All right, all right.
What, Ella?
Sit down and eat your supper. You want it to get cold?
Oh, I don't see why you don't want to talk about finding Mama. After all...
Sit down and eat your supper. You'll find your mama.
You think so, Ella?
sure.
Oh, say, that's good hearing you say that.
More than my ma, that's...
We sat down to eat. I'd made him a good supper. Why not? His last supper. And then it happened. We were sitting there eating, and there was a knocking at the door.
No. Who can that be?
How should I know? Get up and answer it.
Yeah. Peddler, I'll bet you.
Nobody here.
Then shut the door and come on back and finish your supper.
Funny. I heard knocking plain, didn't you?
Yeah, kid's playing jokes. Go on, eat. I want you to help me fix something in the basement.
Fix what?
You'll see. Finish your eating first.
Okay.
Crazy kid. Man, ask it where you are. I'll go and...
Come away.
Wait for what?
Listen. There's knocking. How funny it sounds.
Those kids.
But it's from the basement door.
No.
I better go see.
No.
Who...
Jay, don't open that door. Don't, I tell you.
Don't see why not. Somebody knocking, I gotta see her.
Jay, leave the door closed.
What's the matter with you? Gotta open it, gotta see...
No, Jay!
No. No. Mama. Mama!
Ladies and gentlemen, this moment when the dead have returned is certainly a fit one to loosen your grip on that chair and take a deep breath. And now back to Lights Out. Ella goes on with her story. The story of the return from death of the woman she had murdered.
Yeah, it was her, all right. There she was. Eyes. Dirty gray old hair, plastered wet around her face. I could see her with my own eyes. She was dead, I tell you, dead. Jay didn't know that, no. He took that dead thing by the arm, and he led her into the room. And he sat her down in the chair.
Oh, Mama, Mama. You did come back. I knew you would. We both knew it, didn't we, Ella? Now tell us, Mama, where you've been. Why'd you go? Yeah, why come back this funny way? The back way up the basement steps. Why, Mama? Mama, you're sick. Oh, Ella, look, she's dripping wet. Ella, quick, take her upstairs and put her to bed. Yeah, and maybe you'd better sleep with her tonight. Keep her warm. Ella? Why are you looking so funny? Ella! Ma! Ella fainted.
Sure, I fainted. Me sleep with that. Me keep that warm. Oh, no. I didn't wake up until next morning. Jay was leaving for work. He told me she was sleeping in her room to take good care of her when she woke up. And he went away, happy as Mama was back. When he was gone, I sat down there in the kitchen and waited. Got on to 5. Soon he'd be coming home. I had to know. I tell you, I had to. I went upstairs. To her room. I opened the door. Nobody there. I tell you, nobody there. The bed not even slept in. She'd never been there, never. I dreamed it. Jay dreamed it. She wasn't there. She hadn't come back. Sure. Went down in the basement. I pried up that old iron lid. There was the open well. I lit a lantern and held it in the black hole. I looked in. She was there, floating in the water like a big fat stone. But she was still there. Well, that's all that mattered. I piled things over the lid to hold it down, and old trunk boxes, heavy things. Jay came home after a while. He said,
"How's Mama?"
I said. All right. He said.
Call her down to dinner, will you?
I said. Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's what I said. I knew Mama was all right where she was. We sat down to dinner. We kept talking about her. How funny it was that she still was sleeping. How funny it was the way she came back. But all the time I was laughing inside myself because I knew what had happened was just a strange dream we both had had. Because she was dead. Dead and floating. We sat there eating. I felt good. The bad dream ended. For this night, Jay would join his mama. Just like the night before.
Hey, now who in the world's that? And it's the basement door again. Now what in the... Mama! You!
Yeah, I screamed. What good was that? There she was again. The water dripping down off her face and clothes and puddling on the floor. And this time I knew it was no dream. She came into the room. She sat down on a chair. Jay talking all the time. He didn't see the way I saw that her face was... started to thunder. Jay said...
Mama, you should never have sneaked out on a night like this. Not a bed with you. In the morning, I'll call the doctor. Ella, you take Mama upstairs to bed. And this time, be sure you sleep with her. You know how scared she is of thunder. Go on now. She's soaked to the skin.
I just sat there. I tell you, I couldn't move. Thinking of going upstairs with her, being in the same room with her. It froze me to my chair. And they said...
Well, come to think of it, I'll go fetch the doctor right now. Can't take any more chances. Ella, you take Mama right upstairs and put her to bed. Lie down with her. Keep her warm till I get back with Dr.
And he was gone. Gone after the doctor. I sat there, the flesh on me crawling. The doctor'd come and he'd see that she was dead, dead a long time. He'd be sure to see it the way I saw it, dead, and the water had... How long we sat there looking at each other, I don't know. And then her lips moved. And it was like a cold wind. My son said to put me to bed. That's what she said. My son said to put me to bed. And then I understood the whole thing. She'd come back from the dead to keep me from killing him. And she wanted me along upstairs to... No, I wouldn't do it. That's it. Without moving.
He begged to keep me warm. Come upstairs, Ella, to keep me warm.
Me keeping that dead thing warm. The wet, cold, dripping skin against... No, I wouldn't do it. She thought she'd make me crazy that way. Hold me in her bony arms until the sense in me ran out, the way the well water was running out of her. Make me crazy. Something to be locked away like they locked my own mother away. Crazy. Oh, no, that wouldn't happen to me. She wouldn't make me crazy, not me. I got to my feet. I turned quick before she could stop me. The basement door. I locked it behind me. Ran down the basement steps. Oh, I knew how to cheat her. The sure way, the only way. That's why I'm down here now. The rope around my neck. The other end tied to the crossbeam. I'll jump off this ladder. The rope will stretch. I'll be dead. Dead. And she'll never get me crazy. Still thundering. If I make noises, I choke. Nobody will hear me. And I'll die. And I'll never see her again. Why don't I see it now? There ain't much time. And the doctor will be coming back. I gotta be dead then. Good and dead, or they'll find out the truth about her. Why don't I do it now?
Why don't I do it? Because I'm afraid. Afraid of dying. That's why I've been talking here in the dark, because I'm afraid. Oh, it'll be so dark. Empty. Things will go on in the world, and I'll have nothing but the dark. Why should I die? Yeah, why should I? If I left this house, she wouldn't follow me, would she? That's all she wants, the house, her Jay. Well, she can have him. I'll go right away. Far away, they'll never find me, never. Oh, tied around my neck. Oh, I gotta get it off. I gotta hurry and get away before Jay and the duck. I get the rope off. Who's there? Who's coming down the steps? Is that you, Jay? Oh, you. You followed me down. How could you? I locked the door. But then I put that iron lid over you, too, didn't I? And it didn't do much good. Oh, listen, I'll go away. You hear me? I'll go away. This'll be your house and everything in it. Hear me, all yours again. And Jay, I'll leave him, too. I won't take anything with me. I'll just go right away. Get the rope off. I'll go. You'll see me go. Oh, I made the noose so tight, I can't see. Mrs. Kroger, what are you going to do? We're not going to climb up the ladder. Oh, no. No, stay off. Stay off, I tell you. Don't come closer. I can't stand you coming closer. Stay away, the ladder. The ladder will fall. The rope is still on my neck if I fall. No. No. No, you won't make me die. I've got hold of the rope with my hand. I won't choke this way. My arms are strong. I can hold on to the rope above my head for a long time. Jay will be home right away. He'll get me down. I'll live. I will, and you'll still be dead. Dead. I'll tell them you fell in the well. They'll believe me. They'll believe me. Well, say something. Say something. I know you're standing down there watching me. You're waiting for my arms to get tired so I'll let go. But I won't let go. I won't. They'll be home. Can't let go. I can't hang. I gotta live. Oh, my arms. I'm so tired. I gotta hold on, or the noose, oh, cramp in the arm. Jay, I got a cramp. I can't hold on anymore. Jay, I wouldn't have killed you. Jay, I can't hold on.
Mr. Obler, last week and again this. You really believe the dead can return to avenge?
Well, I have an answer this week, a factual one, which will wait for a moment for you, Mr. Martin.
You were about to tell us...
Yes, about the return of the dead, whether or not I believe that the dead could return to avenge an evil. Frank, have you ever heard of Charles Fort?
No, I haven't.
Well, Charles Hoy Fort was born in 1874 and died in New York in 1932. The unusual, the supernormal, the supernatural fascinated him, just as one man might collect postage stamps. Charles Fort, for 20 or 30 years, collected records of phenomena which dogmatic science couldn't explain, strange murders and so forth. I suggest that, therefore, that any of you who think that this is the only possible world, spend a very pleasant weekend reading these records in Mr. Forrest's work, The Book of the Damned. The best possible answer to the ghost question is, who knows?
And now what about next week, Mr. Oberlin?
Well, next week a story of suspense, which is, I believe, quite different from anything you've ever heard before. Have you ever watched a shooting star streak across the sky and suddenly have a feeling of almost terror? But, well, all that's next week.
Lights Out will come to you again next Tuesday at the same time. Be sure to listen to Arch Oberler's weird story of the thing out of interstellar space. And if you need more vitamin B and iron, be sure to try ironized yeast, the one and only ironized yeast, with the big letters IY on the package and on each tablet. To be well-dressed next year, then take good care of the clothes you now own because there's a shortage in many clothing materials. And to help get the best wear from your present clothes, keep them free of grease spots with Energene cleaning fluid. Grease spots are the favorite feeding place of moths all year round. Grease spots also make your clothes look worn, run down, old before their time. But with Energene, you can remove those grease spots easily, neatly, efficiently. To help care for your clothes, get Energene cleaning fluid tomorrow. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
That's the horror for today. Hope you enjoyed the show. Want to hear more from Lights Out, more from the horror, or more old-time radio, just visit the website at relicradio.com. Everything's listed there right on the front page. There's also a donate button if you'd like to help support this and all the shows and get little downloadable sets for certain amounts. Your donations make this all possible. Thanks to those who have donated, and thanks for joining me today. I'll talk to you again soon with another episode of the horror. The Horror is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.